When I was, say, 12 years old, working, horse and wagon, guys selling coal, we clean out old houses, I learned that working, it molded me into who I am today. It gave me a sense of responsibility. It gave me a sense of economics. It gave me a sense of direction. And as the years went by, I kept that in mind. And I developed, as you know, opened a business, but I had a few jobs before then out here, working on a milling machine. I blocked hats, women hats. But that kind of job didn't satisfy me because I felt that I could own something. My first thing was a home. So over the years, I got married, few children, bought a home, and got into business, opened up a grocery store. And it gave me a sense of what I've been working for all of these years when I opened that store. The first couple of years after I opened, I got harassed. And it's crazy because people tell you, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But as soon as I opened that store, I started getting harassed. And you'll be surprised by who. It was the police.
Really?
Yeah. My wife would help me in the store while I go shopping. One day I came back from shopping, the police was in the store. And they showed some numbers and told me, look, I found this. And I said, if you found it in here, you planted it in here. They looked at each other and they walked out after that because they knew that it was nothing in there. No, none of that. Anyway, over the years, I was harassed, but for the most part, it was the best move I ever made. I built a stable, not me totally, but I was a part of a stable community. And I found out down the line that a lot of them depended on me.
A lot of who?
People in the community. Depended on me. for news, for information, for just for groceries. You know, since I was born and raised within 4 blocks of my store, in 2 or 3 houses, people in the neighborhood knew me, and so they supported my store. And I was grateful and blessed enough to raise my family with that business. Over the years, I thought the American way was to maybe expand by buying other properties. So over the years, people in the neighborhood would come to me and ask me, did I want to buy homes? I accumulated about 6 properties in that 1 square block area, from Christian Street to Catherine Street, from Broad Street to 13th Street. I was blessed because I knew that was Center City. I knew it back then, in the 80s.
Were there a lot of businesses
Sure.
around your area, like the same as you, like competition?
Just about a business on every little street. I'll say from South Street to Washington Avenue, there were businesses. Along the 13th Street corridor, I could go to just about every small street and find a business on that corridor.
Were there many, like, some of the challenges to having a business? Was it hard to stay open?
You mean competition or?
Potentially, was it hard to, like, stay open?
Business-wise?
Yeah.
No, because what I did, like I told you earlier, I had a sense of what business was about because of me working at an early age. And I knew that if I wanted to build, I had to take that money, turn it over, and make a larger business, and which I did, along with buying other properties in the neighborhood. And when I did that, the last property I bought, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I have enough property right now. And what I'm going to do with this is build it, restore it, make it new, and then I would end up with apartments and about 4 or 5 businesses. That was my plan. And if I was able to accomplish that, my next move would have been to go back to school and become an attorney. And that's what I really wanted to do, because over the years I learned these young guys down there, they had no sense of direction. When they got in trouble, Even the guys that were selling drugs, they used to come to me and ask me, do you know a good lawyer? And I would tell them, did you do the crime? They would say, yeah, well, I was hustling. I told them, then do the time when you go in prison or wherever you go, get your education and come out, and with the money you have out here, not giving it all to an attorney to try to reduce your time, save your money, and when you come out, you have a little foot, you know, of foothold to at least maybe go straight, go into business, buy yourself a home, buy your mom a home or something, or go to school, you know, go to college. That'll give you a start. And some of those guys had a nice bit of money. But when they got locked up, what they did was the first thing they did was told their mother to give the lawyer $10,000-$15,000. The lawyers gladly took the money, and they still end up doing time. So I'm just saying, over the years, you learn how to have that. I developed the compassion for that community and the people in it, because I knew it was a future that they was going into, and it wasn't looking kind of pretty for them. And I'm telling you, it would have been great if I could have accomplished what I started out.
To basically have an entire block, to basically own an entire block.
It wouldn't have been entire block, but I would have had a foothold on an entire block. For instance, I would have had the corner, the northeast corner, the northwest corner of Christian Street. I would have had the southwest corner of 13th and Catherine. So 13th and Catherine, 13th and Christian. I had those two corners. I had another lot on 13th Street, which I was going to expand my business.
But I understand that along the way, there were some complications, and it put basically a roadblock in your your dreams.
Of course. And today, it's been, I'll say, from 96 to today, it's been an uphill battle, because you had people I wouldn't say in my neighborhood, but in the larger neighborhood, they saw that Lattimore owned these properties, and they somehow didn't want Lattimore in there. They found a way to get me out of there by putting eminent domain.
What is
on me?
Could you inform our listeners on
what eminent domain
does and how?
Right. Eminent domain is a a situation where if you have a blighted area, the government, such as the Redevelopment Authority, could come in and just point to your property. I want this, 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 and this. And then offer you, they say, just compensation. But with me, it was thievery, because what they did was for six of my three-story buildings, Center City, they offered me $75,300 for my store and my properties total. I refused. They came in when they wasn't supposed to. It was against the law for them to do that without agreeing with me. They came in and tore down my property, told me that I had to get out my store. They also came in and tore down my properties. And to today, I'm still trying to fight for just compensation. I want my properties back because they took it unjustly. My property was not in it. And it was on the other side of the so-called blighted. But they included all of these properties. And there was a lot of underhanded things that went down. And I could go into it, but it would take another half hour or so. But
that's all right.
I'm just saying to you that I'll give you one example.
No, it's all right. I got enough. If you want to keep going.
I'll just give you an example of one. When I first heard redevelopment was coming through, they said they wanted to have meetings with the interested, the people that was interested in uplifting the community. They came to my store and they asked me to come to the meetings. At those meetings, I told them everything I wanted to do. And this is in 96, 7, 8, 9. And in 2000, they took my properties, knowing that I had plans. I even had blueprints drawn up, and they ignored all of that. I didn't need their finances. I had my own. My property was worth, I had a whole lot of collateral in all of my property. And I had gone to bank. The bank told me, anytime you're ready. But I thought, okay, if they're going to build up the community, maybe I could build my property to look similar to surrounding buildings when I made mine new. But no. And I thought that America would allow this kind of thing to go on. You know, I mean, to allow this. And today, I've been fighting. Anytime you mention eminent domain, redevelopment, housing, no lawyer wants to take it on. And what's happening now is it's almost 12 years later, and my wife and I are still suffering because of what happened to us in 2000.
Sorry, I'm trying not to, like, interrupt.
That's all right. This that pepper? Yeah. What is the... Yeah.
You're not gonna. We have the big sheets. Just getting those. Just cold. Mm-hmm. All right. That's great. That was great.
My prayer is that enough of concerned people, lawyers, judges, will hear my case and really grant me my property back because it was taken unjustly, or matter of fact, I believe it was stolen. Anyway, another situation was I found out that somebody had taken out 3 loans on my property, 800 South 13th Street. A person named Cora R. Ware. And I found out after my property was taken that the name of the bank. Anyway, the FBI had busted a ring that was doing business with a bank. And the name of the organization that was busted was named the Ware Corporation. So there was a lot of different things that went down and a lot of reasons why I say there was a lot of underhanded things that went down because of the Center City area. It's an area right now, although properties had lost their value, not down there where my store was, where my properties were. They're still going up, because I'm 6 blocks from Kimmel Center, 11 blocks from City Hall. And it's a tragedy that something like this would go on. Now, I'm not blaming all of America, and I'm not blaming I'm just blaming the Philadelphia bunch that let it go on. Because my wife and I went all over asking many, many people and many places, and we couldn't get any help because of who's involved. And I won't just say right now who's involved, because if I did mention them, everybody would know them. But that's for another time, for when I go to court and all of that. And hey.